We begin our lesson today in Hebrews chapter 11. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to begin with verse 1. This is what many people refer to as the great faith chapter of the Bible. Now, actually, it's part of a bigger section on staying faithful to God. It began back in chapter 10, verse 19. In chapter 10, verse 19, he just finished with some technical points about the law of Moses and how that these shadows and types were fulfilled in the New Testament. And now he enters a very practical section. He's exhorting these people to be faithful. He's encouraging them to remain loyal to Jesus Christ and not to give up. That's what this is about. And so if we're really going to understand Hebrews 11, we need to read it together with Hebrews chapter 10, beginning in verse 19. And then we need to read after Hebrews 11, because in chapter 12, he's still encouraging these people to remain faithful. So I would suggest that you read as much as you can this section beginning in Hebrews 10, verse 19, and go all the way through to the end of chapter 12. And I believe that you'll appreciate Hebrews 11 even more when you do that. And so in Hebrews chapter 10, in the last two verses, he talked about how important and how essential faith is. In Hebrews 10, verse 38, he says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." And so, what is it to live by faith? How is it that we can keep ourselves from, as he says, drawing back to perdition? Well, we followed the example of many people in the Old Testament. Remember that these are Jewish Christians. They knew the Old Testament very well. And so to encourage these Christians, he cites many examples of faith back in the Old Testament. He talks to them about these Old Testament characters that they had learned about as children. And that's why many people call Hebrews 11 the Great Hall of Faith. The first thing that he does in Hebrews 11 is to tell us about the nature of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The American Standard Version is actually a better translation of this verse. It says, "Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen." Now that's what faith is. Faith is assurance. Faith is conviction. Faith is that confidence. By the way, the word that is translated substance in the King James Version is from the same word that we find translated confidence in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. Faith is not a guess. Hope is not just a hunch. Faith is based upon knowledge. Faith does not exclude knowledge. It includes knowledge. Faith is not a blind leap. Faith is not a leap in the dark. And the Bible never talks about a leap of faith. Faith is based upon knowledge that comes from the evidence, and faith is trusting in those facts. Faith is the assurance and the confidence and the conviction that flows from our understanding and knowledge of that proof that God is and that His Word is true. The Bible tells us in verse 2 that the elders obtained a good report through faith. Notice in verse 2, "For by it," that is by faith, "the elders obtained a good report." A good report means a good name, a good reputation. And the question here that sometimes arises is he talking about Old Testament elders, or is he talking about elders in the church in the New Testament? Well, this chapter actually tells us. The answer is in the last part of Hebrews chapter 11. Because he says in verse 39, "And these all of these Old Testament characters that he's describing in Hebrews 11, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise." The elders that he's talking about here are not elders in the church. He's talking about these Old Testament characters that he's about to list. In verse 3, he talks about where the world came from. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Faith is assurance about this. Faith is acceptance of the facts. What facts? What evidence? What proof? Well, the proof of nature itself. The proof of the creation. The Bible says in Psalm 19, verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork." In Romans 1, verse 20, the Bible says that the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. There's no excuse for a man being an unbeliever in God. There's no excuse for a man being a skeptic or an atheist, because the world itself, the world around a man, shows to him the existence of God. What does he mean in the last part of verse 3 when he says that things which are seen, and that refers to the creation, were not made of things which do appear? Well, what he means is that the world that we see was created out of nothing. The Bible teaches that the creation occurred out of nothing. God did not take some pre-existing material and make this universe out of it. Before the creation of this physical universe, nothing physical existed, and then God created the heavens and the earth. In verse 4, he gives us the first example of an Old Testament character of faith, and that man is Abel. "By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh." The story here is about worship. One brother did well, and the other brother didn't. And this ended up with one brother taking the life of the other. Cain murdered his brother because he resented the righteousness of his brother. This passage, and the story itself recorded in Genesis chapter 4, teaches us that it does make a difference how you worship God. And the Bible shows us that it was by faith that Abel offered a pleasing sacrifice to God. Now remember that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. So that tells us that God gave Cain and Abel instructions about how they were to worship God. They didn't guess about it. Abel knew what he was supposed to offer to God, and so did Cain. One chose right and the other chose wrong. It's as simple as that. But even though Abel lost his life, the Bible says, "By his faith and by his gifts, he being dead yet speaks." His example lives on. The next example is in Hebrews 11, verse 5. And here we read about Enoch. "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death." Enoch was one of two people in the Old Testament that didn't die. Enoch did not die because God took him, and Elijah didn't die because God took him. The Bible says that God translated him so that he should not see death, that is, so that he wouldn't die. And he was not found because God had translated him. Well, why did God take him from the earth? The Bible explains, "For before his translation, before God took him from the earth, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Enoch was a good man in an evil world, and God chose to take him, to translate him, because he walked with God, he was pleasing to God. In verse 6, the Bible reminds us that faith in God is absolutely necessary. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is." A man must believe in the God of this universe, the true and the living God, not just any God, but the one true God. He must believe in God And he also must believe that he, that is God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. A man who doesn't believe in God can be good to his neighbor, he can tell the truth, he can do some good things to his fellow man, he can be caring and compassionate toward others to some extent, but he can never please God as long as he is in unbelief. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Now let's look at verse 7. We have another famous Old Testament character here, and that's Noah. By faith, and notice this expression throughout this chapter. This is what you find repeated over and over again. By faith, by faith, by faith. What he's telling these people, these Jewish Christians in the first century, and what he's telling us today, is that if we're going to make it as Christian people, if we're going to endure the hardships of life, we must have faith. And we must look back to these examples of the Old Testament, because if those people could make it through what they did, then we as Christians can endure what we experience. But in order to do that, we must have faith. That is the key. That's his point here in Hebrews 11. You have to have faith or you won't make it. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, he says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet." What things? The flood. Noah didn't see that flood coming. Noah didn't see the flood coming when God gave him the warning and gave him the command to build that ark. That was in the future. Remember back in chapter 11, verse 1, what he said, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence or the conviction of things not seen. Well, Noah, the Bible says, by faith, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house or his family, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. The world was ungodly in Noah's time. The Bible says that every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6, verse 5. And Noah was a preacher of righteousness. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. But the condemning of the world that's talked about here is the fact that he condemned the world by his example. By his obedience to God and by his actions, he condemned the world. In verse 8, we have another great example of faith in the Old Testament, perhaps the greatest, and that is Abraham. The Bible gives us one example here of Abraham's great faith, and later in this chapter, he's going to give us other examples of the great trust that Abraham had in God. Here, the Bible says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, that is the land of Canaan, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. This story is from Genesis chapter 12. He didn't know the land that he was going into, the promised land, the land of Canaan. But he had faith in God. He had faith in God because his eye was on a better place. His eye was on heaven. And notice that the Bible tells us that it was by faith that Abraham obeyed. In all of these stories, you'll find that faith was not just something in a person's mind. It was trust in a person's heart that resulted in obedience to God's commands. And that, friends, is the true nature of faith in God.